You have written two columns that were such music to my ears. The first one was called, I'm a White Man, Hear Me Out. What about this new phenomenon that as a white man, somehow we're just disqualified right. from being in the debate, and right. somebody's got to speak up for the white men without the tiki torches? I mean, we still have something to offer.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it.
All right. No, I wrote that because there are a lot of debates that happen these days. I mean, you've listened to them. I think you've commented on them, where you get the message that if you are not part of a minority group, if you haven't suffered in that exact way, you can't possibly be empathetic and you can't possibly understand. And I think that's one of the things right now that divides us. I agreed with just about everything Reverend Jackson said. I'm a white person. And that needs to be acknowledged that I'm not the enemy. He's not saying I am, but often, you know, you go on Twitter, it's of course, easy to talk about Twitter because it's such a flea market. Right. But you go on Twitter and you see this sort of oppression Olympics where if you right. are not as oppressed yeah. as I am,
right.
then don't tell me you can be yes. on my side. What I said in that column, I'm a white man, and so, you know, a lot of people say you have nothing to say. I'm also a gay man. Right, so that brings about this assumption that I have some experience.
Lucky.
I am gay, and so I understand perhaps what it means to be an outsider. Neither one of those things tells you anything about my character, right?
Right.
My character is what matters, not what category I fit into. A category isn't a credential.